What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It for our monthly library update, we have Nicole Greshick. She is the Stutsman County Library Branch Manager. And we have Joe Rector. He is the Library Director for the James River Valley Library System. And Joe and Nicole, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you both so much for joining us again here on Let's Talk About It. So excited to cover what has been going on and what is coming up for the library system. And we can start here first with Nicole. Last time we talked, Nicole, we talked about the summer reading kickoff event sponsored by the Bookmobile at Leopold Park. How did that go for you guys? Was it a great time for everybody?
It was a huge success. And we want to thank all the families that came out that day. We played carnival games. Our Bookmobile staff painted many, many faces, and we had just a lot of fun. We estimated about 250 people came that day, and we registered many kids for summer reading program. It turned out so much better than we could have hoped for. So we're actually discussing even doing this every year to kick off our summer reading program.
Which is so exciting, and it's so good to get families and kids involved in reading. And people are like, oh man, 250 people. There are so many people there. Maybe I didn't want to go. It was too hot. I didn't have a chance to go. Are there any other Bookmobile events planned that people can make sure they're attending?
Absolutely. Our Bookmobile summer programs actually continue through August. There will be story strolls and STEAM programs twice a month at the Leopold, Meitinger, and Nikias Parks. The same programs are actually offered on our Bookmobile routes that go to Kensal, Buchanan, Woodworth, Medina, and Montpelier. To find the dates and times for those events, you can find them on our Bookmobile schedule that's posted on our website, jrvls.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and to get updates and reminders about those events.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to keep track where the Bookmobile is. Are they in our community today? So it's nice to have that schedule at jrvls.org, like Nicole said. And how about things with the Bookmobile or Stutsman County Library, Nicole?
We're pretty excited. We're going to start a new project this summer. We're going to be putting little free libraries into some of the communities that we visit and some of the communities outside of Jamestown. If you haven't seen a little free library before, they come in all shapes and sizes. They're basically just a book sharing shelf or box that offer 24/7 access to books. If you see one of these little free libraries around, you're welcome to take the books. You can keep them if you want. You can take them home, enjoy them, and bring them back. You can even donate your own books to the little free library and share them with your community that way.
That is awesome.
The goal of this project is just to make it easy to get your hands on a book and to encourage a love of reading. Okay. We're currently building 3 little free libraries. One of our staff members is working really hard on that, and we thank them for that. These libraries, the ones that are being built, are being installed at the new park in Pingree, in Ypsilanti, and in Cleveland. We've also been invited to put a free library sharing shelf in the cafes in both Woodworth and in Kensal. So thank you to those communities as well. Every month, the Bookmobile will stop and make sure that these libraries are stocked. There will be a variety of adults and children's books available. We'll be using books that are donated to our library or are withdrawn from our collection. So we'll have lots of books to keep those stocked.
Sure.
And we plan to have those up and running and for you to be able to use them by the end of August. So keep your eyes out.
And I want to thank Nicole and her husband for being willing to install them at these parks. So great job that they're doing, going beyond the call of duty.
Yeah, amazing. A great way to get our communities reading and maybe sharing books with one another. Joe Rector and Nicole Greshick again here on Let's Talk About It with the James River Valley Library System. Now, Joe, we can jump over to you. I know we've talked about COVID restrictions, and as we slowly move through this thing together, things are slowly opening up, it sounds like, too, right?
Yes, and we're so excited about that. Our library hours have been restored to pre-pandemic levels now. The Alfred Dickey Library is now open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday. So it's 10 to 8 Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6 on Friday, and then Saturdays 11 to 4. And we're really excited for that. We hope that you all come in the evenings, come on Saturdays. It's going to be a lot more simple for families to get here and take part in the things that we have. The board will continue looking at things, and we're going to continue relaxing restrictions as soon as we can.
Awesome. Yeah, very exciting to hear. And of course, you've taken those other ways about it. I've seen the books out there on the curb still for the individuals who want to do that. So there's still options that way too, Joe.
There certainly are. And we're excited about that because the Friends of the Library are doing a book sale. Book sale has been going on through June, and we're going to continue it through July because we still have a lot more books and DVDs and music CDs and books on CD. We have all those things to sell, but it's actually not a sale where prices are set by us. You set the prices. So whatever you want to donate, you just come to the sidewalk, find the donation envelopes, put that in to the envelope, and then stick the envelope in the book drop where it's safely collected by the library for the benefit of the Friends. So we're really excited because the Friends are working to improve our library. One of the things that they're doing is helping us with our library of things at Stutzman County Library. Some of the money that's being raised will go to the library of things. So that's what you'd be supporting by putting good reading materials on your own bookshelves.
Perfect. I love that. A great way to stay involved in everything. Joe, we should talk too about this because I know we've talked about the need to expand space for our libraries and making it more of a gathering space for individuals. Where are we at on that as far as the James River Valley Library System?
Yes, we definitely need more space. We've done everything we can to maximize the space that we have at our two facilities right now, but we need space for people. Yeah. Libraries are all about people, and so many times people think of libraries as just repositories for books, but we're exciting social spaces, we're meeting spaces, learning spaces, and technology spaces. And right now, that's where we're really falling behind libraries and other similar communities. They're building and they're creating areas that can really accommodate people's needs. You know, if you don't bring people into the library, then your books and all your other great things are not going to be checked out. So building a new library at some point or an expanded library is going to be really important for our community. The condition of a community's library is one of the biggest reflections of what that community thinks of itself. Does it deserve this information? Does it deserve this space? Does it need people spaces for people to interact and learn from each other? So anyway, we're conducting a space needs study right now to find out how much space we need. We've established a building committee and also started a building fund with the approval of the city and the county. And we're going to be holding public meetings. So stay tuned. Facebook, James River Valley Library, will be letting people know how and when they can come to those public comment meetings.
Being a public space, of course, good to get the public comment on that. It's important to get that comment on that.
Certainly. Absolutely.
So keep in mind, those will be coming up to learn more about that, and we'll continue to talk with Joe and make sure we're keeping up to date with that. Nicole Greshick and Joe Rector here on Let's Talk About It, getting our JRVLS update today. And Joe, again, this is something that we rolled out. You get a chance to share some new books, and what do we have to look forward to this month?
Hey, we have a great book called How Not to Die Alone.
Oh, wow.
And that really got my attention because I'm a single guy, and it's by Logan Urey. And I said, I have to read that. You know, it's a humorous look at dating from a behavioral scientist and dating coach. And as soon as you say behavioral scientist, you start thinking, oh, no, you know, but it is very humorous. It's very accessible. And it's teaching things that are known to behavioral science, to psychology and so on, and putting it in practical terms so that people can just get over their fears and start getting out and meeting other people and so on and so forth. The target audience is 30-somethings, but even I, at a more advanced age, learned something from this book.
Awesome.
So How Not to Die Alone. Then the next one is Nomadland by Jessica Bruder. This is an award-winning book that became an award-winning movie. It's about people who travel for a living. They work seasonal jobs, live in trailers and other vehicles. They just don't have a regular home like everyone else. They're hardworking people. They're not, you know, homeless per se, but they look for seasonal jobs, and they tend to be a little bit older, and it's really interesting to see what they go through and how that part of society lives, a part of society we really don't think about too much, and we probably should think about more. Then, The Dignity of Grace by Larry Wywoody.
Might be a familiar name to some.
Absolutely. He's the poet laureate of North Dakota, and we're very, very glad glad to have his book in our library. It's the story of an amazing life and legacy, Sister Thomas Welder of the University of Mary. She is a dynamo, really, a bundle of energy. And one of the things that it says is she was never bored enough to learn to play a card game. She was always out serving people, learning more, interacting, and just an amazing life lived by Sister Thomas Welder, The Dignity of Grace by Larry Wywoody.
Awesome. So some books to check out there, of course, a great selection, DVDs, books, CDs, as we've always talked about too, Joe.
Yes.
Now, as always, people, if they, we talked a little bit about this too, there's a bunch of ways they can still visit the library, if you will, but not have to be there in person, although we'd love to see them come through the doors.
Yes, we certainly would. We want people to use the library in both capacities, in the physical library if they're able, but also in our online library. You know, we have online databases, and that sounds scary to people. It sounds like you have to have some kind of a degree or something to be able to figure out how to use, but it's actually very interactive. Pictures, great tidbits of information, interesting. One of the databases is OverDrive, and you can go to the digital media tab at jrvls.org. You can get ebooks there, but you can also get online popular magazines. And you can get audiovisual as well from that source. So check it out. Then I'd like to highlight A to Z travel databases. A lot of us are going to be getting out on the road again this summer. We're eager for that. This has maps, world travel information, U.S. travel information, history, world food. One of the databases within the A to Z collection is A to Z Food America. So even if you're not going somewhere, you can check out regional recipes that you can just pull up on your phone while you're working in your kitchen. These recipes are searchable by ingredients. So if you've got this or that on your shelf and you're thinking, well, how am I going to use this? Well, search by ingredients and somebody's got an answer for you. There's historical information about foods. Really, really interactive, really, really fun. Check it out on our website, jrvls.org.
So whether you're there physically, whether you're doing it online, there's multiple ways to get involved and get connected with the library here in Jamestown and Stutsman County. Joe, what are ways we reach out? Of course, like I said, we always want them to stop by and ask questions, but multiple ways they can reach out and connect, right?
252-2990 for Alfred Dickey Public Library. 252-1531 for Stutsman County Library. And of course, our website, jrvls.org, and Facebook, James River Valley Library.
Perfect. Well, that's going to do it for our monthly update. And Nicole and Joe, thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.